Good early morning. Happy Father's Day. Boy, y'all don't look real excited today. You're thinking about the long day ahead. Today we continue our study about boundaries, and we talk about boundaries with children and learning how to establish those boundaries and set up those boundaries to help them grow in their own life, but also to help keep peace in your own home. You remember when your children first started learning how to color, or when you began to learn how to color? Most of your pictures may look something like this. You know, having a hard time staying within the lines. And probably the choices of your colors were not exactly the same either. Usually kids go for the bright colors. And the lines stem, they see what's there, but they really can't stay within those lines. Well, as they grow a little bit, and maybe as you grew, your picturing improved. So your coloring abilities improve. You learn to stay in the lines, and the choices of your color actually reflected what you were trying to look like. This was a cow. It's a Holstein cow. It's black and white. I don't know where the pink nose came from, but it's black and white. Or if you've been to the zoo and you've seen a tiger looks like this now, as compared to what initially looked like your coloring. So if we have to teach our kids to stay in bounds to color, we need to teach them to stay in bounds in life also. We have to give them the lines, the boundaries, the fences in their life, and help them to learn to live within those boundaries. If not, their life will begin to look like this rather than this. And for many people, their lives kind of looks like this, rather than like this, because they've never learned to establish the personal boundaries themselves. And since they don't know boundaries, it's hard for them to teach their children boundaries. Today, it's more of a teaching lesson, not so much preaching, maybe a little different. If you look at your sermon notes, please have your sermon notes. There's a lot of little blanks, and the answers will be up on the board. But that is to help us understand the importance of boundaries, setting boundaries with our children, but also within our own families. And I hope that you use these sermon notes and go along with them so that you can maybe give you a guide to if you're not sure of how to do this in your own family, that's fine. And maybe this is not well enough, and you can teach me a few more things. But boundaries for our family are so important because we want our kids' lives to look like this. Good. Coloring in the lines. And not like this. If you have your Bibles, turn with me. Book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians. Chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Henry Cloud said this in Boundaries for Kids. He said, children raised with good boundaries learn that they are not only responsible for their lives, but also free to live any way they choose, as long as they take responsibility for their choices. For the responsible adult, the sky is the limit. Truly, we begin to understand that when we learn to live in the boundaries that God has given us, as Christians, it's amazing how our faith grows, how blessings begin to flow into our life, and we don't mess things up real bad. God gave us boundaries for us. So if God is a good father to us and he gives us boundaries, we too, as good parents to our children, must give them boundaries. Matter of fact, God's word says, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first command with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Verse 4 says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. In other words, don't provoke them to anger. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. Let's pray together. Father God, today, teach us how to be better parents. Teach us, God, how to be better grandparents. Lord, teach us to set boundaries for our children. Lord, maybe in the home that we grew up in, we didn't have good boundaries. And Lord, maybe in our life we made a mess of things. But Father, we realize that things in our own life must change so that our kids can break that cycle. Teach us today, God, move by your Holy Spirit in our own life and our own family. In Jesus' name, amen. So why should we have boundaries with our kids is the first question. Why should we have boundaries with our kids? See, contrary to what most parents think, children and teenagers really do want the structure of rules, consequences, and boundaries. We see in Proverbs 22, verse 6, it says, direct your children onto the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave from it. Listen, that's not a biblical promise. That's just good wisdom. That if we give our kids the foundation to grow upon, give them boundaries to live within, that as they grow older, will they nudge against those boundaries? Many, many times. Will they break across those boundaries? Probably will. But you know what? They know where safety is. They know where to go back to. We do our children justice when giving them boundaries. We do an injustice to them when we live outside of boundaries and teach them not to live in those boundaries either. We lay a solid foundation for our children. They'll know where to go back to when things aren't going so good. That's one of the reasons that we need boundaries for our kids. Healthy boundaries help our children and our teens head in the right direction, and it prevents them from ending up in trouble or problematic situations. When values, rules, and consequences accompany boundaries, it's amazing how our kids find it easier to deal with the difficult situations in life when they know what to do ahead of time. They've been trained. You remember a few weeks back, we talked about Joseph. Joseph had good personal boundaries. He had already decided in his mind what was going to happen in his situation that he found himself in. Listen, we were for our kids, if we help them already decide ahead of time what they should do if they find themselves in a certain situation, it's amazing how they'll keep going back to that. Will they get it right every time? Probably not. But most of the time they will. Like I say, you get them through without too many scuffs. Boundaries help our children and teens choose the right path and resist temptations. It is difficult for our teens especially to stand up to peer pressure if there is not a clear method of helping them say no. It's amazing how it helps a teenager say no to a peer group when they say, Mama won't let me, or Daddy won't let me. You know, Daddy says I have to be home by 11 o'clock. Or listen, when we give them that out, when we give them excuse, listen, they can blame us all they want. They're home. They're not out there messing up. They're coming back to where they need to be. See, with no boundaries, there's nobody there to support them. There's no structure there to support them. So they just do whatever. And parents allow it. I see this so much. Listen, I'm going to throw this out there. If parents are supporting their kids in high school to have parties and drinking parties and all like that, shame on you. You're not giving them structure for life at all. What you're doing is telling them that it's okay to do something illegal, first of all, and that they can live outside the bounds for fun. Boundaries. See, when their children see their parents live without boundaries, it is very likely they will also. So many issues at school are a reflection of what is going on inside the home. See, when the parents do not have a no boundary, often the children are permissible too. And the cycle of dysfunction continues. Yet boundaries help our kids say no and resist temptations and unhealthy behaviors and harmful actions to themselves and to others. When there's a boundary that parents have laid down for them, Teenagers are naturally going to push against it. Children will naturally push against it. That's okay. They're nudging. They're trying to find their own way. But you, just like a cow going through a chute, if you're from the country, you know what that means. It's just a little small alleyway that you give them so they can't keep turning back around. You want them to go in the right direction, you give them the alleyway to go down. Boundaries are important and foundational for children in the home so they will know how to act outside of the home. We give them boundaries so they'll live a certain way in the home and they'll transpose that to the outside. Family boundaries are the delineation of how beliefs are to be lived out. These yes and no areas are the basis of daily living and interaction with other people. Boundaries are structure. They help everyone in the family. That's why we should have them. That parents have a better time raising children if there are some boundaries that are laid out and well known. And kids have a easier time growing up when they know what they can and cannot be involved in. It gives them a lot of freedom. Boundaries are structured to help everyone in the family to be responsible for their own behavior. Listen, boundaries do not allow the blame game to take root and to grow with somebody else's fault. My mama didn't do this for me, and it's her fault I'm acting like this now. Daddy wasn't home, and Daddy did this, and Daddy that. That's why I'm acting like I do today. See, the blame goes around. We want to teach them to be responsible. Those who consistently blame others reveal evidence of the lack of boundaries in their life and in their homes. See, boundaries help our children make better decisions for themselves and avoid people and places that may be unsafe. Boundaries define what your family will and will not accept. Now listen, that may look a little different for all of our families, a little different. But it's setting the tone of what you will, parents, accept from your children. And what your children can expect out of you. Because it says, you know, in Proverbs, train up a child in the way you should go. That's not just teaching. That's mentoring and that's demonstrating by action. Training them says, you're following the same rules I am. You have boundaries too, parents. And we have to live by those. Our children are watching all the time. As your child matures and proves to be more responsible, then the boundaries will evolve with them. The child or teen responsibility level must be reflected in their boundaries. Listen, one of the most challenging issues that we face today, parents, is raising children in a technology world. Most of them are walking around with phones, and they can access the internet, and they can go around the world very quickly. And they can have stuff come across their internet that you may know nothing about right in their hand. We have to have boundaries to help them through that. Most teenagers can take your phone and zip around places that you're scared to. Well, what happens? I push this button so you don't push it. You hand it over to a teenager. You know what they'll do? Say, look, this is what it does. And they'll zip around that phone. They'll zip around that computer, that iPad, whatever it may be. And they'll say, wait. What did you just do? They'll lose you somewhere along the way. Boundaries are needed. Needed in this tech world. Why? Because many teens experience a new boldness called digital courage. This is the deceptive feeling of the tech age that makes children and teens feel bold, that they can say and do almost anything behind a screen, and it may be harmful to themselves and to others. You ever heard of cyberbullying? That's where one kid can bully another or a group of kids bullying others. And many other teens who are going through difficult times, who are depressed, actually go out and commit suicide because of a group of kids teasing them over the internet, over some social media format. There's predators. Listen, there are predators wanting your children. They're wanting to lure them out to where they can take advantage of them for their own selfish desires. Predators online and in social media. There's so many things out there that want to invade your home. Listen, a lot of times we do a very good job of monitoring the TV and what comes across, but oftentimes, parents, we get a little laxed on what comes across our kids' computer, what comes across their phone, especially when they're not in our presence. We need to have some form of boundaries with our kids, help them have healthy habits on the internet, social media. Give them greater responsibilities. Abigail Van Buren said this, if you want children to keep their feet on the ground, put some responsibility on their shoulders. They need responsibilities to help them grow, to be mature, to handle boundaries, greater amount of boundaries. John Traynor said this, is children are not a distraction from more important work. They are the most important work. So now we've unearthed a few things why we need to have boundaries. How many of you grew up in a home with strong boundaries? Those boundaries work. Did you always follow them? Nope. You usually paid the price too, didn't you? There was consequences behind it. But boundaries are so needed in our world and in our life. And without them, we're teaching our kids basically go out there and do whatever, make your own mistakes, it'll be fine. You'll survive. Listen, many don't. The second thing we see is a hurry. Is how do we create boundaries with our children? How do we? Not only why, but how? See, developing boundaries for our children requires their input to help them learn in advance what is expected of them to have success. So it's not about just us, mom and dad, sitting down and making up a whole bunch of rules and consequences and saying, here, this is what you're going to do. It's really about us taking a little time and having a discussion with our children. Now, listen, age appropriate now. What you put on a 3-year-old is going to be totally different than a 13-year-old. See, we see in Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 1 on, down to 4, says, children, obey your parents to the Lord. How can they obey us if they don't know what's expected of them? For this is right. It says, honor your father and mother. They want to honor us, but we have to set the ground rules for them to honor us, which is the first command with the promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy your long life on the earth. We want our kids to be here as long as the Lord would lead them, and we want them to be happy and enjoy a healthy life. Verse 4, fathers, here's where it hits home. Do not exasperate your children. Do not provoke them to anger. Do not keep teasing them. Do not keep picking on them. Don't keep changing the rules mid-game somewhere on them so they get frustrated and don't know what's expected of them anymore. As long as we keep pushing things around and they don't know what's expected of them, listen, it infuriates them. It frustrates them. Why? Because they need structure. They need something to hang on to. And we keep changing the rules. It's kind of like playing a basketball game and the rule changes as you're playing. Do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. Boundaries for our kids is vital to help them grow into balanced, healthy adults. Children, and especially teenagers, listen, they will push against the boundaries. They will test the boundaries in many ways. They're finding their own way in life with your help. They're going to push on them. Listen, I remember as a teenager, I pushed, I kicked, I nudged. Mama had a belt. Mama had a switch when needed. My brother and I, one is 2 years older than me. Oh, goodness. We were always in a fight for dominance around there. And Mama quickly taught us who was in dominance around there, who was still the boss. Boy, that was some good days. Children are finding their own way. They will think you don't know anything, parents. They will think you dumb, especially teenagers. They think at some point around 13, 14, they look at their parents and think you're the dumbest people around. They think you know nothing and you don't understand what they're going through. Like they can't picture you being a teenager and going through the same thing, the same emotional mumbo jumbo, the same pushing across those boundaries again. Listen, it doesn't matter what your teenager tells you, stay true to the boundaries. Stay the course. You have to. If you let a few things here break down on them, now listen, you can increase their responsibilities as they show that they are responsible people. You can give them more space to roam in, but listen, keep the boundaries. Don't let them trample over you. Quit trying to be their friend. Be their parent. They've got friends. But they only have one parent. One mama, one daddy. One set of parents. They'll think you don't know anything. They don't think you know what they're going through. Yet, as they push against the boundaries, do not let them melt the boundaries. Stay the course in boundaries and consequences. As you develop and enforce healthy boundaries, it's important to spend time with your children. Not just throw them out there to them, but spend time with them on a regular basis. And listen, just talk. Listen to them. You'll be amazed how much they know and how much you will learn from them. The more time you spend with your children, it makes it clear to them that you love them, believe in them, regardless of what decisions they make. Listen, because they nudge against the boundary, and listen, try to break down the fence of a boundary, you still love them, and they need to know that. They need to know that your love for them is not performance-based, but that you're going to love them anyway. You're trying to help them through life. Your love for them has not been affected by decisions in their lives. See, our children learn to grow and live responsibly within the fences of their boundaries. And boundaries free our children to develop their confidence and self-control. Imagine this. Imagine a horse. If you're familiar with horses, listen, if you put a lead rope on a horse and you have to keep him real close to it, he doesn't go very far. Listen, he'll fight against that rope sometimes. He'll just do exactly what you want him to do. But think about the freedoms a horse has out in a fenced-in area. When he's free to roam, but he knows anything on the outside of that fence is not good. But everything right here is good. And he's free to be a horse and all of his quirks and qualms about being a horse. He's free to be the animal that God created him to be. In that safety of a boundary. And that's what we do for our children. Listen, we don't want to lead them around on a tight rope. Just lead them and not give them freedom to be themselves. We want to give them boundaries so they can be the person that God created them to be and live out their purpose in life. But listen, they need safe zones to do it in. A safe zone to do it. So what does this boundary creation look like with our kids? I just want to go through a few things with you this morning during our time. It may be a teaching moment. It's a time that we can follow through. What does this look like? So if the Bible tells us, you know, that we should raise up our child in the right way, what does that look like? That we should not exasperate our kids, what does that look like? Well, here's the practical part of it. The first thing we look at, when we set up boundaries with our children, is outline what you believe the behavior in your house should look like. So outline for your children exactly what the behavior in your home needs to look like. What does the behavior in your home for the 3-year-old looks like, for the 5-year-old, for the 13-year-old, for the 17.5-year-old who thinks they're an adult? See, what you believe actually is the foundation of your boundaries. As Christians, what you believe as a child of God is a foundation for your boundary. So children and teens must know what is expected of them inside and outside of the home. They need to know how they should act here And when they leave home, is this transposed over to their best friend's house too? Yes, it is. Because their best friend may not have boundaries. But if your child has boundaries in their home, listen, they need to be taught, and it's expected that they live in the, that they go to the neighbor's house and they act the same way that they would in home. Not go to Rome and do as Romans do. Some examples of boundaries. I really like these. I borrowed these. Some examples of boundaries that people have actually written out. It says, we believe our home is a refuge where there should be mutual respect for one another and for each other's belongings, time, and personal space. I like that. I like it because it gives us the structure of what our boundaries. If we're going to write this out with our kids and we're going to give it to them, here's what they look like. The second one I want to share with you is this example. It says, we believe in trust and honesty so that we tell the truth, including the whole story. We will not bend the truth, gossip, or exaggerate. So in your home, you don't want the truth bent. You don't want exaggeration. You want the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because, see, if you just believe in one side of the story, that's foolish. Then it's an injustice to the truth. Third thing, the third example is this. Is we believe that having positive and uplifting communication is important. So we will use appropriate language, and swearing and cursing and yelling and anger are all off-color stories or forbidden. Here's another one. It says, we believe that nothing good happens after midnight, so everyone should be home. I like that. So, you know, as your 14-year-old wants to go stay out to 2 o'clock in the morning, or your 16-year-old wants to go out 2 o'clock in the morning, no, midnight's fine. Because we know nothing good happens after midnight out on the street. Fifth thing, we believe that excellence is important, so we expect everyone to do their best in what they do, including work, chores, and school. The Bible says basically that we stamp everything with our name. That when we do a work, whether it's a chore at home, whether it's a job that we have, whether it's our school work, everything we do, we can stamp it done by Kevin West, child of God. Put your name in there. Kind of makes you go back and think, man, I should have worked harder. I should have done a better job. Because what work I did, I stamped my name to. It says child of God. The last example is this. We believe that faith in Jesus Christ is an important aspect of our lives, so we will participate in activities and the fellowship with others at our local church. That's important. As boundaries we have. Listen, in youth ministry, it's amazing when a kid comes from sixth grade into seventh grade, man, they're excited. They're wanting, they're ready for camp. They're ready to get with the big kids, all of this. So seventh and eighth grade, ninth grade, man, they're all into youth. 10th grade, they get their driver's license, and it doesn't look as appealing to go to youth functions at church because there's something else I want to go do now. Lived it for 5 years. Youth ministry. And parents are cool with that because they never put a boundary. They never put an importance on what goes on in their student's life in the faith area. It was fun. They got them out of our hair from seventh grade to ninth grade. Now the kid can get drive and get themselves out of our own hair. What a shame. So 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, when the most challenging things come into a student's life, they're not even at church. They're not taking part of the youth activities. They're all somewhere else. They're at a party, or they're going to some other supper. They're going somewhere else that's probably not a safe environment for them to be in. That's my rant. Second thing in setting up boundaries with our family, second thing is your rules need to be worked out that are needed to support the beliefs. So if you believe nothing good happens after midnight, then the rule should be that you set a curfew for 12 o'clock. that you have a curfew with your kids. If you really believe that at a certain time your children need to be in, set a curfew. See, remembering to set up rules for boundaries keeps important things important and the small things small. The old saying is as major on the majors and minor on the minors. There needs to be rules that are worked out in the boundaries for things like modesty and dating and honesty and respect and curfew and education, church attendance and substance abuse. Listen, there needs to be things hounded out for our kids so that they'll know what's expected of them. They'll know the boundaries. There needs to be rules worked out so they'll understand the boundaries, and those rules need consequences. Maybe with a light touch of consequence at first, and each time there's an infraction, it goes a little more severe. In each area, the family may have several rules, but keep it simple and direct so a child can remember it. Caesar Millen said this, his children are becoming disobedient. Why? Because of the lack of rules, boundaries, and limitations. We wonder why we can see college students prancing around, you know, protesting this, having sit-outs because someone they voted for lost an election. Why is that happening in our country? Because there's no boundaries that have been set up by their parents. Case closed. Everything that happens goes back to the home. And if we're not going to pay attention to that, and if we're not going to do the right things in our home, then we can't say a word when things in our country are falling apart. We can't. Third thing, make sure your rules and boundaries are age appropriate for each child. Child grows and matures, his or her boundaries increase and their responsibility increases. The boundaries for younger kids would not look the same as those for teenagers. When an older brother or sister gets to stay up a little bit later and maybe go a little bit more to their friends' houses or watch movies with a little more mature subject matter in it. Sometimes the little kids will want to do the same thing, what their teenage brother's doing. And you have to make boundaries appropriate and you have to help them understand the whole picture of what's going on. Do not bend from keeping age-appropriate boundaries for your children. Joe Frost said this, your role is not to make your children happy. Your role is not to make your children happy every moment of the day, regardless of the personal cost, but to raise her to be a thoughtful, kind, productive citizen in the world. Some people would beg to differ, but it's not a choice to discipline or not. Your child needs discipline just like she needs food and water. The fourth thing we see in setting up boundaries, kind of a pattern that we can follow, that boundaries must be clear and supported by family members. That our boundary needs to be clear, that everybody's on the same page, communicated well. See, in creating healthy boundaries, each family member must understand the boundary, its rules, its consequences, established by the whole and supported by all members. See, when boundaries are discussed with children, and they know in advance about the rules and what's expected of them, it's amazing how few infractions that you have. And children do grow up to appreciate that infrastructure. It's kind of like in school. When the teacher was away who had, you know, a lot of subject matter lined out, and boy, they knew every day they went in there, they had work to do to learn. Now, they didn't take it as learning then. They took it as being punished because they had work to do. But listen, let that teacher be out for a few days and let a substitute who kind of is laxed on things. Some of you've substituted, you know. Those kids don't want to do anything. They don't want to work. It's a day off. What you going to do? And listen, there are some substitutes who will not make those students do their work. They won't write them up. They won't send them to the office. They won't do anything. They just won't make them do their work. Have an easy day, so to speak. Do you realize that student who wanted that easy day at the end of the year realizes they missed out on some stuff? And they were mad because they didn't learn that day. There was no structure. Or if they get out of that classroom and they'll go off to the gym or somewhere else and they miss stuff or they got in trouble. Why? Because there was no structure left. There was nothing there for them to go with. Kids want structure. They need it. When kids help make the boundaries, they feel an ownership to it. And when there's no boundaries, problems do arise. Joe Frost said this, children need boundaries and ground rules. When children don't have structure, they make up their own rules, and negative behavior is what they use to get their attention, get your attention. Negative behavior. They're going to act up. They're going to clown around because they want your attention some way. And they'll do whatever it takes to get it. Children feel responsible and then have a feeling of self-control when they have limits. See, usually kids with low self-worth or low self-esteem and the least amount of self-control, usually those kids grow up in places where they do not have good boundaries. Kids who do not have that strong self-esteem usually grow up in a place that doesn't have good, healthy boundaries, and they make unwise decisions that only compiles the guilt on top of them. Their parents in their homes usually shift their boundaries around compared to what they feel that day or the mood that they're in. Listen, parents, we cannot do that. We cannot adjust our boundaries by our mood. Kid will not know what to expect. They'll feel like they're walking through a minefield every day. One day you're hollering at them about one thing, the next day you let it go. The next day you're hollering about something else, the next day you let it go. Little by little, that kid becomes frightened to know what to do next. Because one day you allowed it, to the next day you exploded on them. They don't know where to step. And it just brings them down further and further and further. That's not structure. As parents, we must set boundaries for our children and be consistent. Setting up boundaries for our kids. Lawrence Steinberg said it this way. Children need limits on their behavior because they feel better and more secure when they live within a certain structure. What's the boundaries like in your home? Are your kids aware of those boundaries? Or is it something that you probably need to sit down with and begin to design and lay out? Just some of the things we even talked about. What's expected in your family to raise your children to be responsible adults? If you just assume they get it, you assume wrong. They don't just get it. They will watch you. They'll learn by you. And if you have good personal boundaries, they'll pick up some things. But for every child, they need to know what's expected of them, what they'll be rewarded for, and what there's consequences for. Setting boundaries in our family. Listen, I don't think there's a better Father's Day message than that. It's to teach our children to be the person that God wants them to be, so they do not get angry with us. So we're not provoking them, but we're helping them to grow in the admonition of the Lord and helping them grow to know how to live their life to be pleasing to Him and to fulfill the purpose that He created them. Let's pray together. Father God, today we thank You. God, we love You for what You have done for us in Calvary's cross. God, we thank You for the guidelines, for the boundaries that You've given to us. Yes, Lord, we push against them many times. God, we're thinking about crossing the fence, but Father, thank You for Your Holy Spirit who always tugs at our heart to get us back within the boundaries. Father, I pray today that You help us. Lord, that You grow us to where You want us to be. And Lord, let us be men and women, mothers and fathers, who lay out the guidelines for our own kids so that they can grow in this world with good, strong, healthy boundaries. Lord, to know how to live and interact in the world that will keep them safe and that will keep them from making terrible decisions in our life. Help us today, God, through this time. In Christ's name, amen.